Hi, and welcome to the Washington Public Employees Association Legislative Report for Week 8 of the 2023 Legislative Session. I'm Seamus Petrie, your WPEA lobbyist. It's been a while since we last recorded a podcast because, well, it's been a busy last few weeks at the legislature. The legislature is through the first couple of cutoff deadlines, and right now is in the middle of floor votes. This week on Wednesday, the Senate passed 5217, a bill that allows the Department of Labor and Industries to issue rules regarding musculoskeletal injuries among industries with the highest rates of that kind of injury. Fully 40% of all compensable workplace injuries are this kind of ergonomic injury, like a stress position or repetitive motion injury. Yet the law prohibits L&I from issuing any rules to protect workers. This bill will allow L&I to slowly roll out new rules to help prevent this kind of injury and protect workers on the job. Incidentally, the reason the state law bans L&I from issuing rulings to protect against ergonomic injury is because of an initiative from about 20 years ago. That initiative was funded by the Building Industry Association of Washington, which at the time was headed by Tom McCabe, who now runs the Freedom Foundation. That's the anti-union group who keeps filing public records requests for your personal information so that they can find your address, come to your door, and try to convince you to give up the power of your union. After about 2 hours of debate, the Senate passed the bill by a vote of 27-21, so now it's off to the House, where a similar bill passed last year. On Thursday this week, the House passed House Bill 1200, a bill to standardize and improve the data that public employers provide to unions when they hire folks or when folks move around so that we can better serve members and the bargaining unit. The bill passed by a vote of 57-41 and is now off to the Senate. The House and Senate will be holding floor votes through this weekend and early next week before floor cutoff hits at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 8th. Then those bills that pass the floor of their House of Origin will be heard in their opposite House. We did have one bill die at fiscal cutoff, the bill to improve the state's salary survey, Senate Bill 5694. We just ran out of time to get it out of Ways and Means. So we're working on adapting pieces of the bill into a budget proviso, a bit of law that lives in the budget. And there are still a bunch of bills important to WPEA members that still haven't had a floor vote. House Bill 1187, the bill to protect the confidentiality of member communications with their stewards. House Bill 1566, a bill to increase the cap on vacation leave for state employees to 280 hours. And House Bill 1533, the bill to protect the personal information of public employees who are survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, harassment, and stalking. We have until March 8th to get these bills a floor vote, so I'm going to sign off now and head back down to the legislature to keep pushing these bills to get out of rules for a vote. Thank you for listening.